Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Good morning, Aaron and Jared.
How are you?
Very well. So I see that, Jared, you had a fantastic weight loss.
Yeah, 2.1 kilos this week.
Fantastic. That's remarkable.
Now, yeah. See, mine is steady and safe. 700 grams.
Now, that is fantastic. Mm. Now, you were happy with that, weren't you, Aaron?
Oh, of course. It was better than 200 the week before.
Okay. That's great. Now, I've got a tip for you this week.
Okay. Hit us with it.
As a trick question, what did you have for breakfast today? And was it the same as what you had for breakfast yesterday?
For me, the answer, well, I had like a breakfast drink.
Yeah.
And I had a muesli bar as well.
Yeah.
And a bit of orange juice.
Okay.
And then completely different to what I had yesterday.
Fantastic.
What about you, Aaron?
Is that the standard pattern though, Jared? I don't think it is.
No, occasionally.
Okay. I usually have the same thing. I'll have cereal and it's like this oat stuff, which looks kind of healthy and is moderately tasty. And then I have some toast at 9:05.
Okay, then. So you're more a creature of habit, right?
Mm.
Okay. Now, to keep going with your wonderful weight loss and for your health and everything, you might want to try varying your breakfast day to day and also varying the kinds of foods you eat. Because if you tend to eat the same things day after day, what can happen if you miss out on getting enough variety in your diet, and this can actually lead to nutritional deficiencies.
Right.
And in fact, 50% of Australians have got nutritional deficiencies. And the trouble with nutritional deficiencies, they're not only no good for your health, but if you're trying to lose weight, then what it can do, it can kick your body into famine mode, where it thinks it's not getting enough food because it's missing one or some of the nutrients that it needs. And this famine reaction can actually make you feel hungrier, can give you cravings, and can push you to eat more as a way of getting that nutrient that you may be missing because of not enough variety in your diet. So what I'd suggest is what you might like to do is try eating a different breakfast every third day or something, or try and get a different number of foods into your diet, like 30 foods a day or so.
Wow.
Yeah.
What kind of things are we deficient in as a population, generally speaking?
We're generally deficient in calcium, also in vitamin D. These are two big deficiencies that we've got. And a good way to get those essential nutrients is don't go for the supplements because these don't work. They don't give you the nutrients in the right form. What you need is just real food. Try and eat different foods, dishes like soups and salads and stews where you can throw a whole variety of different things into it, especially veggies and fruits and wholesome foods. That's a really good thing.
And tasty too. Like the big thing I'm into on my health kick this time around is soups, just because you've got different varieties of veggies. Like you can get these soups that you've got 12 veggies in them, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's excellent. And especially those veggies and fruits, they're going to really help get the nutrients into you, help prevent those deficiencies as well.
Even for breakfast?
Not the veggies for breakfast, just try and eat a different breakfast here and there. What about some toast with anchovies?
You're speaking Aaron's language, but that just sounds feral to me. Sorry.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, and this is really going to convince your body that there's plenty of food around, there's plenty of nutrients, therefore you can keep that famine reaction quiet as you're losing weight so you don't hit that dreaded plateau as quickly.
Good advice. Thank you very much. And I know you've got a whole bunch more on your website as well.
Yes, that's right. It's on dramandaonline.com, and there's more information about food variety and losing weight the scientific way.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Amanda.
That's a pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.